In farm fields from the Willamette Valley to the Kittitas Valley and east to Idaho, energy developers want to plant a new crop, commercial solar arrays. But a surge in utility-scale solar farm applications is generating pushback. Farmland preservation advocates, who might normally be allies of green power, are trying to block solar projects on high-value cropland. Correspondent Tom Bonsi begins our story near Woodburn, Oregon.
I've pulled over beside a farm field that borders right up against Interstate 5 between Salem and Portland. I wouldn't have paid this field any mind before when it was growing grass seed, but now the field has sprouted solar panels, 12 acres in all, just row after long, shiny row, angled a little bit toward the south, toward the sun. This is definitely now one of the more prominent examples of cropland turned into solar farm. Farmer and landowner Dan Mullen says he was having a hard time generating a profit from the triangular field, so he welcomed the guaranteed income offered by a solar energy developer.
It was a diversification on my farm is how I looked at it. It's just another thing I'm farming. So I've got vegetable crops, I've got permanent crops, and I've got field crops. Now I've got solar crop.
Mullen is a fifth-generation farmer from St. Paul, Oregon. He says he wants to keep the 1,500-acre operation viable for his children and family. Mullen says farms like his are being peppered with solicitations from solar developers, even after the county commission imposed a temporary moratorium on permit processing in March.
I am actually thankful that the commission did put a moratorium on it right now to come together and let's bring everybody to the table and let's make this sound for everybody.
Mullen says he took some heat from friends in farming for signing a long-term lease with the solar company, and his project wasn't even that controversial. Across the Pacific Northwest, some neighbors and farmland preservation groups want to forbid commercial solar on prime cropland. Daniel Klug objects to an array proposed on a farm next to his elderly mother-in-law's home southeast of Salem.
For me, it's hard because I want to see renewable energy, but as my father would say, there's a time and a place for everything. There are better ways and better places for these renewable energy sources to be set up.
Like on non-agricultural land, of which there's plenty, Klug says. Jason Carr of the solar company Cypress Creek Renewables says a narrow set of criteria, including topography, land cost, and access to power transmission, leads developers to farmland.
A question that often comes up is why not just build on either subpar land or even in industrial parks? And I think that's a valid question. And again, I would just say you can't just put solar anywhere. It must be close to a substation.
At a public hearing in Salem, Carr said industrial land is often too expensive. He suggests some counties are overreacting to understandable concerns. Carr calculated that if every commercial solar array approved or proposed in super popular Marion County, Oregon, were built, it would consume 0.0013% of all the farmland in the county. Marion County received 33 applications for commercial solar projects on farmland by the time the county commission said time out. Next door, Yamhill County is nearly as inundated. It's gotten 21 applications for solar arrays on ag land. Farmland in Clackamas, Polk, and Jackson counties also has drawn developer interest recently. Marion County Commissioner Janet Carlson says no other issue in her 16 years in office turned people out as much as this one.
It's interesting because there's a group of people, on the philosophical side, that see it as connected with climate change and clean energy and that type of thing. And then there are others that see it as a use of prime farmland that doesn't necessarily meet the intent of the protection of farmland that Oregon has put in with its land use laws.
Carlson says she's unsure if the interests of solar developers and farmland protection can be reconciled, but her county is going to try by using a work group with an October deadline to recommend a way forward. Last month, the Yamhill County Commission voted 2-1 to simply ban commercial solar arrays on prime farm soil. In Washington state, a dispute over a proposed 200-acre solar array on 5 farm sites near Ellensburg is about to escalate to the governor's office. Democrat Jay Inslee will have to decide whether to uphold or override a Kittitas County moratorium on commercial solar projects. I'm Tom Bonsi in St. Paul, Oregon.